Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be to God on this glorious day that the Lord hath made. And we come to hear what God has in store for us to hear, to make us better on this Christian journey. I just want to give honor to my chief apostle, who has given me an opportunity to bring forth the word today on the first Thursday in the month of March. Thank God for her, the pastor and founder of Sunshine of Faith International Worldwide Ministry. And we want to thank her for her leadership in helping me to get where I am today. I thank God to be on Love Prayer Line. And I thank God for all those that is on the line today. And I want to thank our number two church, which is in Lakeland, Florida, Pastor and Co-Pastor White. I want to thank God for Apostle Terry Osbury of the Sovereign Ministry. Thank God for all the Sunshine Ministry and co-pastor, Pastor Mary Williams. And at this time, I will be with you just for a few minutes and to let you know that God is love. But it's time to break the curse that is upon each one of us. Breaking the curse. Breaking the curse. Oh, that can cover a lot of things. The trials and the tribulation that we go through in this life and journey. But let me pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in our sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Breaking the curse and how we are living in this day and time. When you break something, it either hurts you or somebody had hurt your feelings. Or it could be that God is calling you to examine yourself, to examine your spiritual disposition on this flight. You find that majority of the people on this earth function from day to day without knowing that they operate in a spiritual change environment. There are many forces that goes on one day to another. If God has been us, has spared us another day. Oftentimes we go through the good, and then sometimes we go through the bad. And sometimes we are up, and sometimes we are down. When we go through, we are hoping to influence the next situation or circumstance in our struggle, even in our problem. But let me tell you today that Satan would like to persuade you on this line right now to contribute to the evil things of this world. He's trying to destruct the kingdom of God today. And he's working on your mind and my mind, your family's mind, your friend's mind, to do the wrong thing in life. But I want you to know today, 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, the 8th verse, instruct you today to be sober, to be sober, vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walking about seeking who he may devour and destroy. Jesus had told Peter the same thing early in his life. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you, that he may sift you, and you lack wheat. I don't know about you today. We go through the trials and the tribulation of life. Throughout this life, Satan's plans and strategies, our minds, to be entangled with the yoke of bondage and do sinful activity. It is his hope to get you out the relationship with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Spiritual curses are a long-standing negative device that try to oppress us, try to harm us, try to hurt us in every way possible. I say, if you pray with me, I won't be with you long. It's time for you to stop the foolishness in your life. Stop ducking and dodging and know that your prayer and your deliverance has not been answered. To know that you're trying to live a double life. It's time for you to break that curse. You know who you are on this line right now. Sometimes we feel like we're all alone. Sometimes we feel like no one cares about us. Sometimes we feel there's no one loving us, so we commit adultery. We commit fornication. Sometimes to get the love that we should have gotten from our family. But when you come to know Jesus today, you will find that the Christian family of God is concerned about your life. They are compassionate and caring for you today. You don't have to be alone. Alone will keep you in darkness. But you need to come now into the light. Break the curse right now. Tell Satan, get behind, because I'm going forward in Jesus' name, that my life belongs to you. I don't know about you right now, but I know if Jesus is with me, I will go. It's time now to break the curse. You know who you are. You know that there are curses. And many times, the type of problem is passed it from one generation to another. There may be someone on this line who is an alcoholic, and it runs in your family history, but discover that dating back to whether your great-grandfather or your great-grandmother or your aunt and uncle have problems in their lives. But it's time now to ask God to forgive you and know that the prayers of the righteous avails much. Prayer breaks the curse. But you can receive God's blessings if you come to him. He said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in you. Unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ through all ages, world out and in. Right now, you are free to make that change. Salvation is free today. You don't have to be living in this sinful life and doing the wrong thing. It's time now to break the curse. It's time now to know that God, he loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believed in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Why not ask yourself this question? Where is you going when you leave here? What are your plans? Hell or heaven? Well, if you don't know him, and you're still ducking and dodging, sniffing, and all, you're going to hell. But I'm letting you know today, Satan is always trying to lead you and you and you into sin, even through temptation that fleshly sex desire. Move in, and y'all is not married with that man or woman. God says, come to Jesus. Come to him. We was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. John, the 5th chapter, the 28th verse to the 29th, say, marvel not at this, for the hour cometh, in which all that are in the tomb shall hear his voice, and shall come forward, that they have done good unto the resurrection, and that they that have done evil unto the resurrection of judgment. The resurrection of judgment. God does not hold you responsible for other sin, but only our own personal disobedience of his law. You find this in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, the 10th verse. So then each one of you or us shall give account of themselves to God. That's Romans, the 14th chapter, the 12th verse. Death of the spirit is the penalty for our own sin. And the Bible calls it the second death. The second death. God does not want you to go to hell, but hell was prepared for the devil and his angel. It is only when a person lives his life in obedience to Satan rather than God, that he is given a place in hell. But it's not God's will that any should perish. And you will find that in 2 Peter, the first chapter, the 9th verse. This is why he provided a way for you and all that is on this line to escape from the guilty of sin. You can do that right now. On this day, he offered a plan for escape, which you will accept him. It's your personal Savior. But we are free to choose. We can choose the way that leads to heaven, or the way to lead to heaven. God will not force any of you to follow the right way, the right road, or the way of salvation. But right now, he wants you to invite Jesus into your life. Are you right now living in sin? Are you living in sin because you are lonely and you need someone there? But I want you to know that God is a comforter, even in the midnight hour. He will give you peace, joy, and happiness. I don't know about you today, but I know that today that I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me, that he brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Jesus opened my eyes spiritually to know that if I'm going to walk with him, I need to surrender everything totally to him. Not my will, but let his will be done in my life. He had broken the curse. Hallelujah. Today and every day, to know that if Jesus is with me, I will go. I love the Lord today. I don't know about you, but which way are you going? Are you still living in sin? Your curse has not been broken. Revelation, the 3rd chapter, said, behold, I stand at the door now. Little man, woman, boy, and girl, come unto me. I will sup with them. This is your time. Don't lie down tonight and have not made a change in life. Don't pass this moment by. Don't let it pass you by. The judgment is in Christ. misery, unhappiness, or you think you're happy, you're not. You're living a messed up life. Come to Jesus while you have this chance, because this is the day. This is the day for you to accept the Lord and be born again. This is the day. Time to break the curse that is over you in this sinful world. Come over on the other side with sweet and plenty of joy and happiness. Comfort you at the midnight hour. Strength when you read God's word. Power from on high. Eternal God, we thank you for the word that went forward. We thank you, O God, breaking the curse. We thank you right now, O God, for all that you want to do. Help us to call out any curses or strongholds that are in our lives and trust in you and believe in you to break every last one of them. Receive and repent of your sins today that he may wash you and purge you and purify you right now. Break the curse of your people today. They might live a life that you be pleased with by the power of our Jesus' blood, that your curse will be over. And Lord, we thank you right now for the victory of removing those that is on this line that have curse. You have broken their curses, situation that is in their lives that keep them for not living and rejecting you, Lord, and the word of God, that you died for all of our sins, that we and you may have a right to a tree of life. In Jesus' name, amen. Peace. I leave.